You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
So in a few minutes, we're going to be chatting to Wayne Pauley and Benjamin Peaceful from The Streams. And to set the mood, I've got one of the older tracks to play for you, and we'll play the latest one after the interview.
Speed of light communication, rushing through the windows in my mind, searching for a random destination, running from the place I left behind. Yeah, I got myself together. The day that you laid your eyes on me, there is nothing, nothing that is better, baby, than to hold you close to me. Sing down. you and me.
We've had that song since 2018. It is The Streams and Got Myself Together, and it is such a beautiful song. I absolutely love it. I love to play it as often as I can. And we're going to be chatting to Wayne and Benjamin from The Streams in a few minutes.
Zone Radio, the voice of the valley on 88.5 FM.
Well, we'll have to change that because we're no longer on 88.5, but nevertheless, that's another story for another day. So sitting with me in the studio are Wayne and Benjamin from The Streams, and hi guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Lovely to have you both here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to chatting to both of you. The Streams have been around for a while. I don't know who to speak to first. who's the band leader?
I think Wayne was there a few months before me, so you should take it away.
It was probably a few months, maybe two or three. Yeah, because myself and Benj were with a previous band in London, mm-hmm. and Benj took a holiday in the States, and okay. unbeknownst to him, when he came back, that band had broken up, much okay. to his
wow. Yeah, well, I was like, when are we rehearsing? And actually was the other guy in the band said, well, you didn't hear. There is no more band.
We decided not to inform him, rather than okay. not ruin his holiday.
Yes.
Terrible. So that band
very sad, yeah.
So that band, you know, we went our separate ways, and then I got The Streams going with the original drummer Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 months down the line from there, I got hold of Benj, and
we went our separate ways, but Wayne went burrowing deep.
And I decided that he should be the bass player from that point on, because okay. previous to that he was the guitar player in the previous band.
Oh, right, okay.
Which he handled fairly well.
So, Wayne disappeared from, like, basically the face of the earth for a while, and he was in his bedroom just recording and mixing and songwriting.
As Wayne does.
As he does, keeping his own hours, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And, he did call me at one point to tell me about this project and invite me to join the band. And
to inform him that he was going to be in the band.
Oh, you told him. Wayne, give him an option.
Yeah, he doesn't realize or doesn't remember that I actually turned him down. The first time I turned him down. Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I came to his house one weekend to record some of my own other stuff, and mm-hmm. we got to chatting further, and then I guess he kind of talked me into it. But yeah, that's when I heard I was going to be a bass player from then on out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that was interesting, but cool.
Okay, you can tell us on air now, what is your preference, guitar or bass?
music in general. Music. Yeah, anything with a melody and a groove.
Okay, cool. And you both do vocals. You do main vocals, Wayne?
Well, yeah. For most of these songs, I do mm-hmm. the main. Benj does lead on this one of the tracks. He's doing lead mm-hmm. and harmonies and
I'm a big fan of harmonies. I don't think you can have a great song without a great harmony. Yeah?
So you've both clearly been in the music business for a long time. I know you were with Boulevard Blues many years ago. You were the first members, eh?
Originally in '98, it was myself, my dad, mm-hmm. Doc John and Greg Smith.
Yes.
And then that was the original.
That was the original Boulevard Blues.
That was, yeah.
Okay.
And then Graham Abbott joined a few weeks later
uh-huh.
for the first gig.
As the drummer.
Yeah, drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, because that goes back some time ago. And then we.
That's 98.
Am I allowed to ask what made you leave Boulevard Blues?
I think we were just at the time, because we were kind of thinking, let's have a go at the original scene, mm-hmm. and we were planning to head to London. My dad was on his way to London. I was going to follow shortly after. So we kind of thought, time to.
Just remind me, your dad also, is he a guitarist as well?
My dad plays bass.
Bass, that's right, yes. I've seen him perform. That was at one of those Hillcrest concerts,
That's right.
Okay, cool. So you both went overseas then?
Yeah. We went overseas initially just to sort of feel the waters,
mm-hmm.
And eventually managed to get the 2-year working visa. And went to London and
That was the previous band,
mm-hmm.
You'd asked me to join that band as well. That one I was quite happy about. I've been very honest.
You've been around for a long time.
And I was watching Wayne play some of his earlier gigs, mm-hmm. in fact, with his dad, and I was like, this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind. It's the kind of music I'd be like to be playing. And then, yeah, it came as a surprise. So, you know, just the opportunity came to play with Wayne, and he said, yeah, we're going overseas. And I was like, again, actually, I had to turn you down then as well, because I was also planning to go to the States then. And I thought that was it, you know. It was a chance, but didn't happen.
Okay.
And I got to London a few months later, and someone else told me, no, Wayne is coming to London. So the chances of getting the band going is feasible now. But I was actually amazed, because I don't know if you remember this, but in those days, you know, we had landlines, and Wayne is not the best admin guy in the world. And he managed to keep my number and phone my gran in Somerset West or something like that. And eventually it did happen, and I got to London. And again, I went to the rehearsal. Wayne wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Met up with our other friend, Craig, and started rehearsing. Like, well, where's Wayne? No, Wayne's got visa issues. Craig and I started playing, and a year later, he rocked up.
Okay.
So well, it's been a long road.
But what I'm getting from this is that you were actually destined to be together.
Okay? Seems like it, eh?
Well, I do believe so. I think there's a thing about being a musician. Both of us have parents that are musicians. I don't know if the Peacefuls, Benji's parents, they're actually quite legendary. You know, they're in the Rock Digest, South African Rock Digest.
Yeah,
the Peacefuls.
They are.
And then my
search.
There you go.
Yeah,
they had a band, Crystal Legend, and First Option. Played with a lot of like quite legendary South African musicians on the cover circuit, you know, doing the six nights a week in the hotels and that kind of thing. So I grew up living in various hotels. So we had a kind of a similar path, Wayne and I, and as I think what he was getting at is you get musicians and then you get like those that it's true to your bones and your blood, and you've got no choice but to do it no matter what. And not everyone sticks to that path. And I mean, you can see we've stuck around a long time.
Well, we're really glad you did, and we're very glad you came back to South Africa as well. Are you planning to stay?
Well, yes. Let's say
you. There's a hesitation there.
Well, the thing is, you don't need to. Let's say back in the early 2000s, the idea was you needed to relocate, particularly to a place like London, because your opportunities were just so much bigger.
Sure.
So, but there isn't really that need anymore. You really don't. You can make it happen from
wherever. Yeah.
And then you just go where it takes you.
Mm.
It's not a question of you have to relocate anymore.
Most of us
felt back in the day, okay,
we 100%,
need to get out
here.
We need to get to London or something.
But touring is definitely something that would be on the cards.
Absolutely.
So, but I mean, there's no reason to leave now. This is the best place.
Exactly.
Just driving today down to your place in down Okapseweg into Sun Valley. I mean, looking at that Long Beach ocean. Oh my gosh!
Beautiful.
I was like, come on! Why would you want to go anywhere?
Exactly. Where do you live? I know you're in Musenberg, Wayne. Where are you, Benjamin?
I'm out in the northern suburbs, or just on the border, the cusp, in Edgemead.
Okay.
A nice leafy suburb, yeah.
That's where Richard grew up, so.
Me too. Also
funny enough, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I won't say anything bad about Edgemead.
You can.
No.
No, it's got special memories for a lot of us, so there we go. So, yes, it is a beautiful country. And so what are your plans now going forward? You've just released this new song. It's called The City Sleeps.
Yeah.
And what's next?
Well, it's basically the way we've kind of thought of it now is, look, we've got to get back on the road and playing. Mm-hmm. That's going to take a short while. Hopefully in the next 2 months or so, realistically, we're going to aim to get out there, because we're on a hiatus for, what was it, two, three, well,
your COVID kind of caused a lot of
things just
break just from performing live, but things have changed now.
Mm-hmm.
We've also grown, and matured in other ways, I think. And I think, there's
maybe.
But we're feeling now that it is the right time, and we've said this a few times before, but this time we're feeling the energy is really, really good. And the pieces are falling into place, I think. Mm-hmm. When I say matured, we've also got, smarter approaches to the way we're working.
Okay.
In terms of, the marketing and getting the right music out there. And it's tweaking a few things. And I think there were some missed opportunities in the past.
Totally.
Which I think now we would have the experience,
To handle them better.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's a third member to your band as well, isn't there?
Well, originally, unfortunately, I was at school with Adam, and he, right in the beginning, before Benj joined, he originally joined the band. It was the two of us. We have to see what happens. I mean, okay. Adam is living in Ireland.
Oh, so okay.
Not so easy.
Slight logistical issue.
Yeah, a bit of a problem.
Yep. But we've always been, all the gigs we've done here, we were always joined by Paul Tizard, the legendary drummer.
Yes.
As soon as we get
playing. Oh, but finding a drummer is not going to be an issue. I mean, there are plenty of them around and good ones too.
For sure. Yep.
I think the show is Wayne's. He is a loyal person.
Yes. Yeah, we know that.
But, and also takes a special kind of person to work with, Wayne. Let's not forget, you know.
Let's not forget.
There you go.
Yeah, Wayne, I seem to remember that you're a really... let me say this diplomatic. You're a perfectionist.
Not at all. No, not anymore. No.
Has that changed?
Matt, unfortunately... I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot better.
Because I remember the unicorn and I speaking to you years ago and saying, come on, Wayne, where's your new music? And I haven't quite perfected it yet. It's not quite ready yet.
Yeah. No, we don't have time for that anymore.
Good.
We got to get the show on the road.
No, he's like an artist who, it's like a painting that's never finished.
Yes.
But at some stage, the painting has to be finished. It has to be released and put out there. Yes. I mean,
in my own defense, I think what happened over those few years was I kind of got stuck in my own head. And I was pretty much working by myself at that point.
Yes.
And trying to invent, and also trying to put the recordings together, which in a way you really can't do everything yourself. You've got to.
You guys heard it on air, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it.
It's going to be podcast as well.
So I think that can happen. You know, you get stuck in your own world.
Sure.
And you do need perspectives.
Absolutely.
You've got to have that. Yeah. And that helps you to get over whatever barrier.
Because you get stuck inside as well, don't you? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so do you guys write your own material?
Yeah.
All of it?
All of it, yeah.
That's amazing. So who's the main songwriter?
Well, I had originally written most of the songs when I got Ben, when I was Ben to join.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did write one of the tracks we co-wrote.
Yeah, Coming Up Void Eyes.
And then, the tracks going forward are all going to be co-written to a large extent. I think a lot of the early tracks and some of the tracks that we still have.
Okay.
The thing is, we got to think about the band and streamline it in a certain kind of brand, for instance, and as Wayne said, I mean, he'd written the songs before I joined.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's obviously there's a theme going through it, and there's a style.
Mm.
You know, I've written a lot of my own material, but it's not necessarily stream songs.
Yes.
You know, it may well become one day, but we've all got our separate projects as well. That kind of thing.
All right.
So it's good fun, but I mean, it's got to work. You can't. Our problem in the past has been also both of us being passionate songwriters and writing all kinds of things, and then maybe releasing too many different kinds of songs or putting them on the same album.
Mm.
And then record companies we've spoken to, pretty significant companies, all around the world, have liked the music but have failed to find a way to pigeonhole us, so they didn't know where to put us.
So they want to box you, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's changed as well now that, with the way the music industry is going now, it doesn't matter. People release singles.
Yes.
People can pick and choose what they like. It's not an album as such, But, that's what I say. The time is coming now, I think.
So what sort of genre are you leaning towards as a band? Or aren't you?
We always describe ourselves as a rock band.
Okay.
And that can encompass, a fairly wide thing. I mean, we've got some heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some very, sweet sounding
sweet, beautiful
ballads.
Stuff, yes.
And then, it doesn't necessarily exclude, any ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely
sort of
rock.
Melodic rock rock.
Why not?
All right.
With for sure.
So is there an album coming out? I mean, I'm hearing about all this new material. Are you planning an album?
Definitely. The modern process is you put out a song at a time.
Mm, yes.
And then once that you've got out, let's say, even six or seven you know, then you kind of collect that as you call that an album. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the way we've figured that is the, probably the best way to go.
Okay.
So hopefully by the end of the year, I would say, hey,
yeah,
we should have.
Okay.
We should have that out.
And is this one, The City Sleeps, the first single from that album, or are there others already out?
This is the first one.
Is this the first one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. So we're not lagging behind. No. Right, so no idea.
This is the first one.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you've both got other projects. What else do you work on, Benjamin?
So I do my own solo songwriting. I have been doing gigs myself for many, many years, but I think that will, you know, probably take a backseat, hopefully, because it does feel like the momentum is gathering with mm-hmm. the streams, and I'll just throw all my, you know, energy into that. But it's always been a passion of mine. I mean, I do obviously sing and play guitar as well, mm-hmm. so my songs can often tend to be a bit more on the quirky side.
Okay.
A bit of country quirky kind of feel to it. But I mean, again, it's all kinds, you know, mm-hmm. so wherever the music takes me, but that's a nice thing. I'm not restricted in that way. Mm. And then perhaps one day, you know, release a proper solo album, but then it'll be the case of, yeah, choosing the right songs.
Mm.
But for now, like, you know, it's more fun to be part of a band, hey?
Exactly, yeah, and to sort of collaborate together and work together.
Yeah.
And focus together because, yeah, otherwise you're kind of all over the place and the streams could be going somewhere and then you're focusing on something else. So,
exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, right. We wish you lots of luck with your future. And
what do you do
apart from the streams, Wayne?
Gosh, as little as possible. I'm my dad and myself. We have a duo, and we mm-hmm. we basically.
What do you call your duo?
It's just my name, the Paulies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So that's and we out and about, and we pay the bills.
That's great. And it's wonderful that you have such a great relationship with your father.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm. No, I know. No, I'm very fortunate.
Music's not an easy way to pay the bills, is it?
No, it isn't. And if it wasn't for my dad, you know, I would have struggled to even think that you could. Mm. Fortunately at the time, my dad had been doing it for, you know, years and years. And I think when I was in Standard 6, he went back into it sort of full time.
Okay.
So by the time I matriculated, I kind of just joined the band.
Yeah. And it was easier in those days as well, wasn't it?
It seems to have got harder, not to be honest. But I think obviously with the pandemic, that really did us all in a little bit. And then I just felt like a lot of the venues took advantage of the musicians when we were coming back, and there was a ban on alcohol and all that. And I mean, it was fair enough. But when that stopped, you know, you saw the spending increase a lot in the venues, but the wages of the musicians stayed pretty low for a long time.
Yeah, and I've heard horror stories where musicians arrive, set up, do their gig, and then they don't get paid for it afterwards. So it's not on in my book.
But we're bringing it back, and you know we stayed fast. We're not, like I said, we are musicians through and through, and it doesn't matter. We'll make a plan.
You'll keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do kind of remember a long time ago when I was young. I mean, in those days, every Friday or Saturday night, you were out at a venue, you were listening to music. You didn't necessarily have to eat a meal there. You could sit and have a few drinks, and there was always a band playing there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That seems to be sadly lacking right now.
That is very, very definitely lacking. I try and explain to people that, like, when we were getting going back in the day, it was just music was everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely everywhere, even back in the late 90s, early 2000s. There was just no end of bands and gigs. Mm. And so that has, sadly, it's
okay.
It's not what it was, but, you know, we have to,
you're gonna
make music in the time that we're in. And that's, the appetite certainly hasn't changed.
Sure. No, I mean, people still want. The only thing that
it's harder these days to,
The only thing that upsets me, and people are probably sick of me hearing this, is that so seldom do audiences want to hear original music. And that really upsets me because we have such great singer-songwriters in this country, and they stand there and they do covers because that's what the audience seems to want.
Yeah,
I think we need to change that, guys.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We are working on that,
and
absolutely.
Sure. I also think... Absolutely. I feel like there is a bit of a change at the moment. In the last few years, South African audiences are much more willing to get by on South African bands. I think there was a feeling 10, 20 years ago that we weren't as good as the overseas bands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were always when we wrote songs or performed, we were never, we always compared ourselves to the best in the world. I mean, in terms of the standard that we wanted yes. to put out there and the performance we wanted to give, that was, it was a minimum, basically. So, but I'm just thinking people are searching for South African music now. They are giving us an equal share of their listening time. And and I find more and more people like saying, hey, check this out, you know, pulling out a Spotify track or whatever, or on a station. And they are like saying they found this cool band from Durban or you know what I mean? And there are guys still out there making great music. So a lot of guys did just pack it in because it was too difficult. But I feel like there's definitely a shift. And it's also, it's different now in terms of all the different platforms where people can get their music from. So yes, maybe they're not going out as much, which is unfortunate, but they, it's not that, as you say, they're not stopping listening to music, that's for sure.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And I'm comforted to hear that as well. So,
so have you got any, you can sleep well.
Thank you. Have you got any gigs planned, and particularly in the Deep South?
You mean with the streams? I mean, nothing as yet.
We've in a couple of months' time.
We still, I don't have to brush up anything, but you know.
I hear you.
We might need to brush up.
And you got to find a drummer.
There you go. But listen, it's not a problem. It's happening without a doubt. But you know, in 2-3 months, we're going to start. Once we start, we're going to start with a vengeance, and that's it.
And you will keep us informed and let us know, and we'll add it to our gig guide and our community diary and so on, so that our listeners can come and support you.
Fantastic.
We really appreciate that.
All right. But, okay, so if people are looking to follow you, your music is on Spotify?
Spotify, absolutely. That's
Apple Music.
Apple Music, okay.
If you do have an iPhone,
Apple Music. And you're on Instagram, I know, because I follow
Instagram,
you.
Instagram, Facebook.
We are on Instagram.
We're discovering all kinds of things. We know we're trying to do this, as you say, as best we can now.
Yeah.
We could do with one or two more TikTok followers to double our numbers on TikTok. Okay. Yes, that would be great.
Does this all count in your favor, the number of followers that you have? Oh, really?
That's what it's all. I mean, it's all about that. If you look at the way the music business works, you can literally go, you overnight, you can become famous purely on TikTok.
Okay.
And not even because of something you've done. Someone might use a snippet of your track, like a 15-second snippet of your track, and do some bizarre, whatever it is they do, some dance or whatever, anything, and bang.
There you go. That's how it goes viral, and you're a hit.
So yeah, a lot of people, that's how they find their music these days. I mean, some silly video.
Okay.
But So the hook of the music is pretty cool, and then people go in and, you know, they've got to give credit to the musician that created that content, and they'll have a look. And I do see people doing that a lot now, like, oh, this sounded cool, and then they make a playlist from those kind of songs, and then that's a way we could never have reached people in the past. We could never dreamed about it. We're trying to create a good content, a good body of music that people will also think to use it. You know, I mean, a song like "The City Sleeps," I think, lends itself very, very well to people adding it to their holiday photos or whatever the case is. Whatever helps to get the music out there.
Yeah, and then do you only get paid once you've got so many hits on Spotify or? For your song?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, yeah. No,
okay,
it works.
So it's not like people going out and buying a 7 single and you immediately getting paid for that?
No. Unfortunately, we've got to just adapt to the times. It's much harder to get make enough money, let's say, on recorded music.
Purely on sales, yeah.
So purely on stuff like that.
So you rely on gigs.
So, you need to rely on gigs.
But in order to fill the venues, you need the huge amount of listeners on Spotify and on Facebook and all of that. And so it works very well like that, I think. But in the days of releasing a CD, I mean, even the biggest bands in the world, I mean, it's they're not going to make the money
Those rock and roll heroes are gone, unfortunately. Anyway.
Well, they're coming back.
Yeah. They'll never die. Music will never die.
Exactly.
And that's the best part for me. I love music. I can't sing a note, and I can't play a single instrument, but I absolutely love music. I wouldn't survive without music. Anything else you want to share with the listeners who want to follow you, how they find you, anything like that?
I think, you know, it's just the normal.
Is it just the
basic
streams on?
Yeah, that is a good point.
A good point is not spelled.
Wayne decided to make things a little complicated, not complicated, but tricky. obstacles in our path, maybe. Yeah. But anyway, The Streams is the name of the band.
That's a title for a song.
The Streams, but it is spelled like S-T-R-E-M-E-S. So X Streams without the E and the X.
Okay.
So it's not a, you know, a lovely river flowing or a little stream. It's
no.
it's kind of cool, actually, when you see it written out, the logo.
Yes.
I do dig it. But I think people may have searched for us and not found us in the past.
Okay. So
but hopefully,
you know how to spell it.
You know, in this day and age, I think it's going to be a little bit easier as you know, with all the social media platforms.
All right. Well, we wish you loads of luck. Looking forward to having your first gig right here in the valley somewhere.
Yeah, thank you.
And coming along to support you. And before you go.
Looking forward to that.
I need to say a big thank you to Lexi. I hope she's listening.
Oh, my.
Lexi's your wife. She sent us this beautiful – it's crunchies, right?
Yeah. No. Those are her famous recipe, her own recipe crunchies.
Okay. And the label says Lexi's Crumbs, rustic, dense, and decadent. I cannot wait to get my teeth into one of these. And she's in Musenberg, so you can look up lexiscrumb.com
Thanks, Judy.
Yeah, that's she's on Facebook as well. Lexi's Crumb.
Are you in for a treat?
So if you're wanting to try these decadent crunchies, then go and look for Lexi.
Where's my bag?
Hello, who did the interview?
Yeah. Oh, well, I've got a lot of rehearsing coming up at Wayne's house, so I'll be all right.
You'll get fed some, I have no doubt. Yeah.
Those crunchies are pretty rare. She normally does cakes and wedding cakes things. So these are, but these
Lexi,
were a special order.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're going to really enjoy these. Thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Thanks,
Judy. Great fun.
We're
going to
play
thank
out
you.
With The City Sleeps, which is the new one from The Streams. I think we got it about 2 weeks ago we featured it about 2 weeks ago. It's awesome. I really love it. So let's take a listen to this. And thank you, guys. Take care and drive back home safely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Upon me.
It's a fabulous new one from The Streams. It's called The City Sleeps. And we were chatting to Wayne and Benjamin from The Streams. Hope you enjoyed that interview, folks. I think they're lovely guys. Looking forward to their first gig in the valley. I really can't wait.